USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Following a rare evening hearing, the debate on articles of impeachment against President Trump has resumed on Capitol Hill. Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee accusing the president of abusing his power and obstructing Congress. Republicans say otherwise. Republican Representative Matt Gaetz telling the Democrats on the panel,
I don't know any political party that doesn't think when the other side's in the White House that they abuse power, they do too much. I got a lot of constituents that think Barack Obama abused his power, but you know what? We didn't do this to the country. We didn't put him through this nonsense and this impeachment.
Reports of a possible trade deal with China, the Wall Street Journal reporting the U.S. is agreeing to not impose tariffs that were scheduled to begin this Sunday if the Chinese agree to purchase more U.S. goods. The Dow's been up over 300 points in early trading today. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
A just-released economic report from the Labor Department claims inflation at the producer level did not change much in November. Food and gas prices were up, but the producer price index indicates they were offset by a decrease in the cost for services. Meanwhile, the Federal Reserve policymakers held their final meeting of the year yesterday and decided to leave interest rates unchanged. Here's the Fed Chairman, Jerome Powell.
We believe that the current stance of monetary policy will support sustained growth, a strong labor market, and inflation near our symmetric 2% objective.
A suspended fraternity at the University of Central Florida facing hazing allegations. At least one complaint made in the last 3 months claiming a pledge at Sigma Chi was forced to use cocaine. The university is investigating, saying hazing in any form is unacceptable. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The family of an 18-month-old girl who fell to her death off a cruise ship is suing Royal Caribbean. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Her grandfather, Salvador Anello, says the child went to touch the glass window, but it turns out the window was open. Chloe's mother, Kimberly Wiegland, blames Royal Caribbean.
I would like to say that Royal Caribbean played a major role in the death of our child. There is no reason for this ship to have walls of glass surrounding the 11th floor with portions that open. If that condition did not exist, Chloe would still be here.
Wiegland and the family attorney, Michael Winkleman, want Royal Caribbean to respond.
The hope is that Royal Caribbean does something to fix these windows. I know this ship is supposed to go in for refurbishment shortly. Fix it. Fix it. Change the windows. Put a warning. Do something. Kids are not supposed to die on cruise ships.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
One of the nation's first sons has something to say about Time Magazine's choice for Person of the Year. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Time selected 16-year-old Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg as its choice. Donald Trump Jr. taking to Twitter shortly after the announcement to express his disapproval that she won, calling her a marketing gimmick. He says that the Hong Kong protesters should have won instead. Time's editor-in-chief stands by the decision, calling Thunberg the biggest voice on the biggest issue facing the planet right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.